What?
Don't push the button yet.
What?
I gotta do my warm-up voice for the morning.
Well, you should have done that during the song.
Okay, I'm ready.
Did you not take your medicine today?
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Jesus,
who cares about this garbage?
You're on one today, like nonstop.
DeMario did part one of a three-part interview last night on E! News and told his side of the Bachelor in Paradise scandal he was involved in with Corinne Olympios.
It was stressful. For me, mostly for my mother. It's hard to see your mom like cry every single day. It was very difficult. My grandmother and my aunts. My dad, he kept me extremely strong and kept me grounded and humble, but having your mom cry every day, like for something that you know you didn't do.
The woman who accused Hillary Duff's ex-husband Mike Comrie of rape is a high-end prostitute who is upset with him for refusing to front her $1 million for a business venture. Over the weekend, it was announced that the former NHL player will not be charged for the incident, which took place in February. Allegedly, Ryan Seacrest is planning to leave Live with Kelly and Ryan for American Idol. Sources say that Ryan is very close to inking an incredibly lucrative deal to host and executive produce the reboot of the singing show. The sources say that he's not sure if he wants to co-host Live anymore and misses Los Angeles, so he will likely leave when his contract is up.
I was going to say, there's no way he's getting out of it now. Like, hey, I'm here, by the way. New set.
No, he has to finish his contract. Beyonce and Jay-Z's twins have left the hospital and are finally at home after spending several extra days in the hospital. A source says that Beyonce and the babies are doing great, and another source says that the babies looked healthy and are at home. The source said that the mother of three also had a very mellow mood and was calm. Taylor Swift has come out of hiding to wish NBA star Russell Westbrook congrats on being named MVP during the NBA Awards, and she joked that he's the inspiration for the song Shake It Off.
Ah, Russell, it's Taylor. Remember, I was the one who taught you how to play basketball. I was the one who taught you to dribble, to shoot hoops, you know? And I remember the first time you beat me at basketball, and I was very upset, and you said, if you remember correctly, you said, you just have to shake it off. And I got an idea. So essentially, we have each other to thank for these careers, obviously. So that's why I'm a part of your congratulations video, because we go back, 20 years. Actually, we've never met, and that's a fake story, but I wish it were the truth. And you are amazing. You're the MVP. I'm so happy for you. Sending you the biggest hug ever. Congratulations.
Russell replied, who? Who is that?
And this is my favorite garbage story of the day. Northwest got a new puppy. Guess what she's considering naming it? I did some of my own investigation. This was not on our show prep this morning, Joe, so I know you don't know this.
Snoopy?
This is the greatest dog name of all time. Of all time! Baby Jesus. She wants to name the dog Baby Jesus.
Why?
Who knows? She's 4 years old, but Kim is like asking people for their suggestions on what they should name the dog, because she's debating between that and like Pop Pepper or something else. But Baby Jesus is a strong contender.
I think Booty would be a cool dog. Come here, Booty. Get your booty over here. Come here.
Baby Jesus is fantastic.
Drop that booty. Drop it, Booty. No, not drop that booty. Drop it, Booty.